A Psalm for the Overwhelmed. Psalm 61:2 says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." In this psalm, we see that David is overwhelmed with distresses and fears. Discomfort has filled his heart. The enemy has surrounded him. That word overwhelmed, it means to overspread or crush beneath something violent and weighty that covers or encompasses the whole, as to overwhelm with waves. It means to immerse and bear down in a figurative sense, as to be overwhelmed with cares, afflictions, or businesses. There are times in the Christian life that our hearts are overwhelmed. We are surrounded or baptized into afflictions and distresses. Depression is like a deep sea. Darkness overshadows us and we are in the depths of despair. When we are overwhelmed and feel as if we cannot pray, then we must pray. Yea, it is incumbent upon us that we do pray and seek God's holy face. From the ends of the earth, David said, I will cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, I will cry unto the Lord. From wherever and whatever pit of despair I find myself in. In verse 3, David says, Thou hast been a shelter for me. David said, Thou hast been a shelter for me. David knew that God would shelter him, so David draws on past experience to build his faith and trust in God's deliverance. God sheltered him before. He will do it again. He goes on to say that God is a strong tower from the enemy. So then David knows that God's tower is so big the enemy cannot climb the wall and get over him. From this tower of God, he can see the danger and defend himself. Satan cannot climb this wall to get him. He is hid in Christ, and it is a tower that Satan cannot ascend to. In verse 4, David says he will abide in God's tabernacle, in the inner sanctuary where the communion with the Lord is sweet. It will be his refuge and his hiding place from evil. He trusts in the Lord to secure him through all fear and doubt. He goes on to say in verse 4, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. And this is another layer of comfort for David. A bird trusts in the wings of his mother to hide him from the evil. She is covering him to protect him from all the elements and dangers in the world. And the bird safely and securely trusts the mother that she would give her life to protect the baby bird. And so it is with Jesus. He gave his lifeblood to protect us from Satan and all our spiritual enemies. So we must hide in his wings and trust him that he will keep us from evil. He will keep us from sin's sway. He will keep us from the world, the flesh, and the devil overcoming us. If we will hide in the covert of his wings, when we are overwhelmed, we shall hide in him. In verse 8, he ends the psalm where we should with a sacrifice of praise. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, he says. Praise gives us the holy energy to perform that work for God when we are overwhelmed, when we are immersed in afflictions or distresses, when the enemy has surrounded us. Remember, let us praise God when we are overwhelmed, and let us hide in the shadow of his wings, and he will hear us. He will be our strong tower. When I have overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.